The Torah Nichnes, Barba'im Ushmona Devarim, and the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalva Schneider from Yerushalayim, and today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through Ohev Hatzitzkus, loving righteousness, or taking pleasure in fulfilling our obligations. Have you ever sat at a bar bat mitzvah and thought to yourself, what exactly is going on here? We know that when a young adult reaches the age of 12 or 13, they are officially an adult in the Jewish world. Whereas until this point, they were not obligated in any mitzvos, now they are fully responsible to keep 613 mitzvos, Hashem's commandments. And how do we mark this newfound responsibility? Well, with a great big party, of course. It seems kind of strange. Generally, we celebrate when we accomplish something, when we fulfill our obligations, like we celebrate graduations when we finish our degree, or maybe after a particularly stressful time at work, we would take time off for a vacation. We celebrate retirements after working hard for many years. We work hard and we deserve some time off. But in the case of Bar Bat Mitzvah, we are celebrating the start of obligations. That seems so counterintuitive. We would have thought that we would acknowledge this milestone of accepting the burden of Torah and mitzvos in a more somber tone to reflect the seriousness and, frankly, the heaviness that such a burden bears. But no, our sages tell us that we mark this acceptance of obligations with a party. Why? Because Gadol HaMetzuveva Oseh, Mimi She'ena Metzuveva Oseh. One who is commanded to do something and does it is greater than someone who has not been commanded and voluntarily does it. So for example, if I as a daughter drive my mother to an appointment, that is greater than if my friend volunteers to drive my mother to that very same appointment. Why? Because of this concept of Gadol HaMetzuveh. I have an obligation of Kivud Eim, honoring my mother, and my friend does not. She is so very nice to volunteer, but she doesn't have the obligation that I have. This seems kind of strange. One would think that someone who doesn't have to do something and volunteers to do so would be on a greater level than the one who has the obligation, because she's doing something extra. So why do our rabbis say differently? Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichos Musar answers in a way that really resonated. He says that as humans, we don't like being told what to do. We like to be independent, free-thinking people who get to make our own choices in life, go with what we want, live life on our own terms. The second that someone tells us what to do, even if perhaps we would have made that very same choice, all of a sudden we get negative. We get defensive of our space and of our independence. Often we don't do something simply because someone else told us what we had to. And if we do it, we might do it with resentment and negative feelings. However, when we volunteer to do something, it doesn't come along with all that baggage, and we can do it happily and with a smile. It might not even be that someone is telling us what to do, but that we feel that we don't have any other choice. Often our daily responsibilities can get tiresome and burdensome, and we simply don't want to do them. The things that we volunteer for can often be more exciting, more exhilarating, perhaps more public and social, and those are the things that we want to do. So it is greater, and therefore we get more reward for stretching ourselves past those difficult feelings and fulfilling our obligations in any event. When we stretch ourselves, we grow, and we can take pleasure in that growth. We feel accomplished, which enables us to stretch ourselves even more. But I think it goes a step further. When it comes to mitzvos, on the most basic, and even on the deepest level, we do them simply because Hashem commanded us to. However, we know that Hashem doesn't need us to do anything for Him, so why did He give us all of these commandments? The Mishnah says, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakus Es Yisrael, L'Fichach Hirba Lehem Torah Mitzvos. Hashem wanted to give the Jewish people merits, and therefore He gave us Torah and mitzvos. A lot of mitzvos, 613 to be exact, so that we can get a lot of reward. And what is that reward? It is deepening our relationship with Him. Hashem gave us these mitzvos, commandments, obligations, for one reason only, to become closer to Him. So while our natural human inclination is to be resentful of our obligations, in the case of Torah and mitzvos, those obligations are actually the biggest gift of all. So let's go back to the Bar Bat Mitzvah. Now we understand. Of course we throw a party when our son or daughter is obligated in mitzvos. Yes, it is harder. Yes, they have responsibility. Yes, the mitzvos that they do now, that they are obligated and therefore have to push past their natural inclination of resentment, are greater than the ones that they did as children. And these mitzvos, these obligations, these burdens show Hashem's great love. We throw the party to show our kids and ourselves that we take pleasure in the burden of mitzvos. It is our vehicle to get close to Hashem, each and every one deepening our relationship with Him. Thank you for learning together.